Chodesh Tov to everybody. We'll learn again in the Zechus Refua Shlema for Ofer Yaakov Ben Yaffa, who was grievously burned in an explosion in Yerushalayim. So, of course, we have Purim on our minds. It's Rosh Adar Rishon, but we have very much the idea of Purim on our minds. And the Gemara tells us one of the reasons that we don't say Halal on Purim is Akati Abdi Achashverosh Anan, that we were saved from Achashverosh, but we knew there'd be many more Achashverosh is in Jewish history. So the question is, let's say, and there were, like, different barons and different rulers and dukes that would oppress Jewish communities, especially in Ashkenaz in the Middle Ages, and the Jewish people would be saved sometimes. Let's say communities wanted to establish like a mini Purim. It's not going to be observed by the whole Jewish people, but let's say maybe they would recite Hallel and other such things. It would be a Yom Mishnah V'Simcha. Can they do such a thing? So the Magen Avraham says, definitely, yes, and we have examples of it. The Chasam Sofer is not so excited about it. He says, no, there was something called Megillas Tainis, which were days in the days of the Beis HaMikdash that were added. Good things happened to the Jewish people. After the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, as some of us learned in Daf Yomi, in Masech the Tainis, Batla Megillas Tainis, that they got rid of those days. So do we really have the right to add on new days? Okay, so Magen Avraham on one side, the Chasam Sofer on the other side. The question of saying Hallel is such a fascinating one, because it impacts us to this very day. The Meiri in Psachim and Kuf Yud Zayin explains that in his opinion, it's totally appropriate to say Hallel if an individual is saved from a disaster, or let's say a town was about to be destroyed, you know, by the local baron or duke, and they're saved. So he says, you say Hallel, but without a bracha. So then the question becomes, let's say the entire Jewish people are saved. So those of us who recite Hallel, the Rav didn't like the idea so much, but okay, many poskim accepted it, based on the Meiri. So let's say you say the founding of the state of Israel or the reunification of Yerushalayim was a geula for all of Klal Yisrael, not for a particular person or a particular town, but for all of Klal Yisrael. So then you could institute Hallel even with a bracha. So those who follow that tradition are based on this Meiri, and it comes back to this idea of, you know, adding days to the calendar, the Magen Avraham versus the Chasam Sofer. And again, it's very much the spirit of what Chazal realized about Purim, Akate Avdei Achashverosh Anan, that this was one victory in Jewish history, but Jewish history would, of course, have to continue. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash Amar Ritz Kadosh Baruch Hu.